You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Happened to spot State Patrol aerial enforcement along US 51 in Oneida County yesterday? Don't worry, they were not after your fireworks. The Wisconsin State Patrol had aerial enforcement monitoring for speeders along the highway and would like to remind you that speeders risk more than a citation, they risk the safety of everyone along the road. So please remember to slow down and pay attention when driving. Your attention could save a life. And now on to a more serious note. As many of you know, unfortunately, Sunday's morning storm brought great tragedy to the Pike Lake community. It resulted in the loss of Tom and Carol Burchell's home through a fire, and in that fire, two precious lives were lost. The Pike Lake Chain Lakes Association acknowledges that grief, shock, and emptiness have touched many in the community. And given what has happened, there will be a prayer vigil to pray for the Burchell family and their friends, the first responders who were at the scene, and the Pike Lake community. The vigil will take place at the Outdoor Pavilion at the Fire Hall on Shady Knoll Road on Saturday morning, July 5th at 9 a.m. Retired pastor Mike Ida will officiate at this service. The Pike Lake Chain Lakes Association would like to remind you that there is power in prayer and comfort in gathering as family and friends grieve a community loss. So let us come and join together on Saturday. Once again, this is taking place Saturday morning, July 5th at 9 a.m. over at the Outdoor Pavilion at the Fire Hall on Shady Knoll Road. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk even in the summer. Lisa Hale has more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poisoning.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. And that's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches, nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
4th of July weekend brings a time of fun and celebration. It can also bring the imbibement of certain alcoholic beverages. So we here at 98Q Country would like to remind you to please only drive sober. Remember, for certain individuals, even a couple drinks can be too much. If you have to question whether or not you can drive, chances are likely that you should not be driving. If you plan on imbibing, please discuss with some friends or relatives about having a designated driver or even coming up with an alternate place to stay for the night. There are many people on our roads, and they would like to make it home safely. And so would you. So please remember, do not consume alcoholic beverages and drive. It is illegal, and it is very, very dangerous. The 149th annual Fifield Picnic is happening July 5th. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Big G about the event.
Saturday, July 5th at Movage Park. Right. I'm going to start right there at 9 a.m. and go to 11 p.m. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to start again. It's Movage Park right here in Fife. We're going to start at 9 a.m. There'll be a craft show and rummage sale. down there at the park. They got food and beverage stands. They're opening at 11 a.m. there. 50-50 raffles. Kids games are going to be there. There's a kiddie parade right there at 12 p.m. there. Line up by Mary Cassidy's right there in Fifield. And this year's theme is Proud to be an American. So get the kids, get some flags, get the kids dressed up in their red, white, and blue, and march proudly down to, from Mary Cassidy's down to Moorvich Park for the 12 p.m. kiddie parade. All right. And then, of course, 1 p.m. is the famous Fifield Lions dunk tank. Been there for many years. And there's a rumor that maybe we're going to have Greg Gunderson in there. So come on down and throw some softballs. And and anybody else, welcome. It's going to be there from 1 to 5:30. So come on out. If you want to sit in the tank, you do have to have, if you're a minor, you do have to have your parents' permission. We will have waiver forms there for you to sign. So, and it's a very nice tank. It's all plastic and... it's not like the torture chamber we used to use years ago.
That was the one I was in and strained several hamstrings.
Yes,
I think.
This thing here has about a 350-pound seat on it. So I mean, it was a heavy duty.
All right, very
heavy
good.
Heavy duty, but yeah, the dunk tank. Like I said, we're gonna stay there. Dunk tank now. Very nice unit. And thank you to the Fifield Fire Department because they always provide the water and fill the dunk tank up there. Dunk will take up there Saturday morning, so the water will be nice and cold. Hopefully the weather will be nice and hot.
Yeah.
And then live music. Shane Kronberger is going to start at 2 o'clock. He'll play till 5. And then we got the Great Summer Experience going on down there with raffle drawings. And 6 p.m. we're going to have a duck race. Mm. So that'll be right on the river there. That's always very entertaining to watch. It's always fun to try and get all the ducks back corralled at the end of the race. And then, of course,
these aren't actual live ducks.
These are rubber ducks. And then 6:30 to 9:30, you got Copper County Line Band playing. That's sponsored by a lot of the groups in Fifield, including the Fifield Lions. They're friends of the Fifield Fire Department, the Fifield Fire Department themselves. Then, of course, at dusk, we get those up-and-close and personal fireworks. So if you like to feel the ashes feel on your face, come on down to Fifield at dusk there for the up-and-close personal fireworks show. Put on by the Fifield Fire Department. And then, of course, there'll be cold beverages available all day. And come on out and just enjoy a great Saturday out there at the Fifield Lions Community Picnic. Again, it's this Saturday, July 5th. Starting at 9 a.m., goes to 11 p.m. at Moorvich Park.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Mets beat the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski was off to one of the best starts for a pitcher in the history of baseball. Last night, though, he ran into a little trouble, loaded the bases, then gave up a grand slam. The Mets beat the Brewers 7-3. Pat Murphy on why he had to pull Mizorowski out after 3 2/3 innings.
Ball wasn't coming off his fingers the same way. It was kind of like one time he let it go back here, the next time out here, and you could see he was pushing it sometimes, and his whole body was not in sync.
So now Mizorowski's record is 3 wins and 1 loss. Earlier in the day, the Brewers beat the Mets 7-2. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Isaac Collins, and Joey Ortiz hit his first career grand slam, giving credit to teammate Freddy Peralta.
You see it from the offense when the starting pitcher is doing what he can out there to get us back in to go swing. I mean, the offense usually stays locked in all game, and the process is more important than the results at times, so you just kind of got to grind through.
That's Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Not a lot opening wide this weekend, but there is almost one slam dunk blockbuster, and that is Jurassic World Rebirth, which opened yesterday and is expected to easily finish in first place at the box office, as Universal Studios is hoping for a $100 to $130 million haul over the five-day holiday weekend. The film is scoring mediocre reviews at best. Only two of the seven Jurassic films in the franchise have drawn over 60% or fresh readings on Rotten Tomatoes. Rebirth stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and is directed by Gareth Edwards. If you're not in the mood for dinosaurs, check out F1, the Formula One racing film starring Brad Pitt. And if you want some horror and a great theater experience, check out 28 Weeks Later. Opening in limited release are a couple swell re-releases, including This Is Spinal Tap, which hits the big screen a couple months before the long-awaited latest chapter, Spinal Tap 2, drops. Let's go to the movies. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm later today and tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.